Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, and Austin Kirky, who plays Pokemon Go, about the new app. Pokemon Go has been out for a couple of weeks now. Can you kind of walk us through what it is for those who might not even have a smartphone?
Well, for the short of it, Pokemon Go is basically like every little kid's dream, like where you can go out and you can catch Pokemon, and like the more you walk, the better chance you have of finding one. It's also something that helps kids and adults, everyone of all ages, get really healthy because they start walking around more because they're motivated to.
So it's like a big scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And what is your favorite Pokemon that you have?
My favorite Pokemon would have to be my Pidgeot, and he's like a final evolution of a Pidgey.
And for those who don't know what a Pidgey is, can you explain, kind of describe what it looks like?
Well, it kind of looks like a pigeon. Like, it has brown feathers and a white underside. It has black marks around its eyes. Well, in the Pokemon world, it's a pretty small Pokemon, but it turns into something that's really powerful.
And that happens with quite a few of the characters, is that right?
Yes. Like, everyone's personal favorite, well, most people's favorite, are Magikarp, because he turns into Gyarados, which is actually on the cover of the Pokemon Go startup.
And can you explain the three different teams?
There is Team Valor, which is symbolized by Moltres, the legendary bird. All of them are symbolized by a legendary bird. And there's Team Instinct, which is symbolized by Zapdos. And Team Mystic, which is symbolized by Articuno.
And how do those play into these gyms that we hear about?
All gyms are open for everyone, but you can openly battle in the gyms. Like, you can't battle each other, but you can, like, someone who takes over a gym can place a Pokemon in the gym, and that Pokemon will represent that team. Anyone can take over a gym as long as they have powerful Pokemon.
And Debbie, real quick, can you talk about how the library kind of figures into this?
Sure. So, none of us played Pokemon Go, and we just saw a lot more kids in the library. I mean, we have a lot in the library during the summer anyways, but we couldn't quite figure out what they were up to. You know, they were like on their smartphones or their devices and just kind of wandering around, and then they would wander back out. And so finally we stopped a kid one day and we're like, "What are you doing?" And they're like, "Oh, we're playing Pokemon Go." And one of our staff members was like, "What?" You know, she didn't even know anything about Pokemon. And they're like, "Yeah, we caught a Pokemon right over here." And so she ran over to, like, see what they were talking about. Well, of course, in real world, like, in the real world, you can't actually see the Pokemon. And so then he showed on, you know, the screen where you can see there's the library. And then there's this Pokemon that looks like he's just, you know, standing in the library or sitting on one of the computer desks or something like that. So it's been really fun to see people come in. We've tried to make everyone feel really welcome. So Janice is working on a banner actually that says "Trainers Welcome," so that people know that, you know, we're a public library. We want you to come in, and hopefully, you know, you might stop back in another time and check something out too.
And with this, do you anticipate having anime collections kind of featured?
You know, we did a little display featuring all of the Pokemon materials that we had at the time. I do think we probably need to buy some more because it's really gotten people talking about Pokemon again in a way that they haven't. And a lot of people my age and like a little bit younger that maybe remember watching Pokemon or playing with the Pokemon cards when, you know, when it first came out. And so they're getting into it too. So that's been really fun to see, like, you know, multiple ages of people getting into it. And you can just tell because they're wandering around town. You know, you can just tell that they have a purpose and what they're up to.
And Austin, you talked about how you go out and walk because you need to find, you know, the different Pokestops and the different Pokemon.
Yes.
Do you have certain laps that you walk? Or are there certain things that you do to keep yourself safe?
I usually try to stick to, like, places where, like, the speed limit is lower, like the square, actually. Like, usually people don't go more than 25 miles an hour if they can reach that speed, given though it's only a block. And so I'll try to stay, like, in the center of the square, like, where the fountain is, and I'll go up on the stage, and I'll sit there and I'll get the Pokestops, because it only takes 5 minutes to recharge. So you can get a whole bunch there if you're sitting there for, like, an hour. And they give out pretty good stuff, so. And then, also, I'm kind of restricted to Wi-Fi at the moment. So I just walk around the actual square to get my kilometers in, because all the eggs in Pokemon run on kilometers. there's 2.0 kilometers, then there's 5 kilometers, and then there's 10 kilometers, which are actually really powerful Pokemon. Like, they're rare.
So, with this, do you see people of all ages?
Oh, yes. I saw, well, my first night playing Pokemon, I found a couple that were at least in their mid-20s. And then, a few days later, I saw almost, like, full-on adults, like, over the age of, like, 35 playing.
Debbie, how do you see this moving forward? Do you hope that it goes for a while?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just a really healthy, fun activity for people to play. I really hope that it develops into even more so that, like, we can plan some programming around it.
And then, Austin, lastly, if you could have any Pokemon, maybe one that you don't have yet, what would it be?
I heard that Pokemon Go was gonna release, like, actual, like, legendary Pokemon, so I would love to have a Moltres, just because this opinion is a little biased, but I'm on Team Valor, and I believe that that's the best team that could possibly be.
That's been today's Washington Page, with Debbie Stanton, director of the Washington Public Library, and Austin Kirky speaking about Pokemon Go. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.